Here we are
What's
again.
What's up, we're here?
We're not...
Everybody's sleepy.
Yeah, I'm not hungover, I'm just sleepy. Yeah. All that shit with, like, you know, taking all the aspirin and drinking all the water before you get to sleep, that does actually work. And I even woke up a bunch of times because I had to pee, like, a bunch of times last night.
But, Sophie's still fucked up. She doesn't want to come on the show. She's in there. We're talking about you, Sophie.
She's like,
talking
shut
about
up.
You live. She's like,
don't,
no, don't talk
don't
about
it. Don't talk about me.
Yeah.
We can make up all kinds of stories.
Make up all kinds of shit. She'll probably be yelling tomorrow.
Yeah, because we're going to do a movie review. We're actually going to do a movie review today, but the show went on so late last night. We were all so drunk that even had I watched the movie, I probably wouldn't even remember it. So we'll watch the movie tonight and review it tomorrow. Yeah. So today we'll just do a bullshit sidetrack show. Yeah. It looks like you're drinking a urine sample. Is that apple juice?
No, it's apple juice.
Okay.
Urine sample.
Well, I had some apple juice earlier, too. Yeah. We didn't go to the store. We didn't go to the store.
I know. Well, we just get done with the show. We'll go to the store. It's raining out.
God, it's been raining all day. Yeah. Like, really, really bad. Like, blowing shit against the thing. So, one of the things that we said, because it's like, I can't really think of anything to talk about because not that much has happened. But this was a funny thing. So, we probably mentioned before how... When we get up and we, you know, you take a shower or whatever, and then you go in the closet, like, to get dressed, and Pookie gets all excited, and she runs in. Oh, hey, Pook, we're just talking about you.
Yeah.
And she runs into the closet and waits for you, you know, because it's like she wants the wet towel thrown on her. She wants, like, you know, somebody to play with her. So I went in there with her this morning, and I laid down on the floor, and she, like, kind of cuddled up in my chest and was, like, purring, and I was, like, petting her and stuff. And sometimes I sing her, like, cheesy songs. But I replaced some of the lyrics with Pookie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you do. Like, I think a lot of people do that with their animals. So, normally, I guess some of the classics that I would use, I'd do Neil Diamond, right? Didn't I say that? I did Neil Diamond. Yeah. I did some Barry Manilow. Today, for whatever reason, I started singing ABBA's Dancing Queen, except it was Pookie Queen, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so I started singing the ABBA song, and she very deliberately got up and walked right out of the closet.
She's like, fuck that.
I was like, what? So
yeah, no ABBA.
I was like, so I could sing Neil Diamond to you and Barry Manilow and like shit like that, and that's fine. But ABBA was just, that was a bridge too far.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not listening to ABBA. I'm out of, oh, bless you. I'm out of this closet right now. And then I was like, put my makeup on. And Tom, you were still in bed, though.
Yeah.
But you were awake. And you started singing like David Bowie songs, but with Pookie in there.
Yeah.
Which the funniest thing, I was there putting my makeup on and you started singing Little China Girl.
Yeah, the Little Pookie Girl.
Well, it was Little Pookie Girl. But the best part of it was when you got to the part of the song where, you know, where David Bowie says something like, she says shh like that. Yeah, yeah. Except you did the noise that Pookie makes like that. I fucking lost it.
She says that's the noise she makes.
That's the noise she makes.
Yeah. You just touch her and she'll go.
Yeah, she doesn't. She doesn't open her mouth. You know what I mean? It's like a purr, but it's like a modified.
It's a purr and a meow at the same time.
It's like a whirring sound. Yeah. And like I said, I think we've mentioned before, like, it means different things, like, depending on the tone of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like sometimes it's just like, hey, but then sometimes it's like, hey, chase me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like she gets like super excited. Like she'll run by and go. Brrr.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a little train or whatever. Fine. So then we thought that we should make like a whole. Yeah, I don't have the technical expertise to do this. But we were like, we should make like a YouTube channel where we redo
all
the David Bowie videos, except with Pookie in them.
Yeah.
And we would change the words.
Put Pookie's face on David Bowie's body.
Yeah.
And then I'll re-sing them.
With Pookie-centric lyrics.
Yeah.
See, I would like that very much. Yeah, I think that would be very funny.
Fucking crazy.
I know.
Why are you fucking with me? Did you hear it? Yeah.
I don't know if it came out on the on the thing. Because sometimes it's not like loud enough unless she's like right next to the thing.
Yeah.
But, and then that made me remember like a couple years ago I posted on Facebook that she used to have when we had the shelves of DVDs like in the room, like it's in the closet now, but it was in the bedroom. And if she ran out of treats in the middle of the night, because we have a little like ceramic dish in there that we put treats in for her to eat, And if she would run out in the middle of the night, she would go up on the shelves and she'd start pulling all the Blu-rays off and like throwing them at the bowl, like so they would make noise. Like she would just like scoop them and like throw them onto the bowl so they would crash. To tell us that it was empty. So for whatever reason, like one morning, I just had a flash of inspiration and I wrote an entire song to the tune of Old Time Rock and Roll, except it was about her pulling all the DVDs out because she didn't have any treats and like how badly she wanted treats. And that I put everything in there. I put the shit about how sometimes you throw a pillow at her when she does it, but she doesn't care. And it's like, it was the best. Yeah. And I was like, God damn it. Did I save that? So I looked up on Facebook and I did indeed save it. So I was like pretty happy about that. So I just like pasted it into a text that I could like, so I'm like, that was pretty funny. I'm going to have to save that. I don't like that song though. Bob Seger. Mm-hmm. What have you got to say for yourself?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Not much. I'm still kind of worn out from last night, actually.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually really... Because, like I said, I woke up a bunch of times. I didn't feel bad. Like, I didn't feel hungover. Mm. I just had to, like... I had to pee a bunch of times. Because, like, you know what I mean? So I kept, like... I woke up, like, every 2 hours, like, having to go to the bathroom.
We gotta go to the store, too.
We do.
Yeah, we don't have any food suitable for these vegans. Vegans are like
vegan suitable food.
Fucking planet. Yeah.
Well, what?
Yeah.
What do we need to get there? Well, I'm almost out of vodka. I have to go to the liquor store.
You can do it too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want any vodka tonight, obviously. Right. Like probably for the next couple nights, because you know we had a lot. Although it was all right last night because I feel like I drank a lot, but it's like I still remembered ending the show, and I still remembered.
Yeah,
like,
you're doing good.
I still kept track of where my
the
notes were.
The show is just fucking long, and she's complaining how long the show is. And I says, "Well, you got four cases in here."
Well,
that's like
yeah,
6 hours worth of material.
Honestly, it was an hour before we even started talking about the topic. So it's like that was not completely my fault.
I have to start taking executive command over this shit and just look at what's the cases first, what you have planned, and go nope, and at least whittle some of this work down for you because that show was fucking twice as long as it should have been.
Probably.
Just saying.
Well, like I said, when I did the notes, like the shit that I wrote down about each case was not a lot. I just, you know.
Yeah, but I know how slowly we go through that material in a normal course of a show.
I think everybody will like that show. That was definitely a show for the ages, I think. Well, because, I mean,
we could have got two shows out of that.
I could have, like, cut it off at the end, but I was like, God damn it, I wrote down, like, all of these four cases, and I am going to talk about all four of these cases.
After a couple hours, I start getting too tired. You know what I mean? And, like, for me, I feel like my energy is starting to wane. You know what I mean? Although I did talk about how beta I get.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of funny shit. But that wasn't in the last 2 hours. That was in the first 2 hours.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean?
I had a good time on that show,
actually.
You
want to keep a show around 2 hours.
It was just so funny. It was so funny that, like, I was talking, I was, like, concentrating on my notes and stuff, and then we realized that Sophie had not come back from work. I just thought
she was... Yeah, I was like, where the fuck she goes? I'm not feeling good.
I just thought she went to the bathroom, and I thought she was going to come back, and then I realized, like, I was like, hey, she's not coming back.
I was pouring the drinks, man.
You were,
I'm not feeling too good. All right.
And then we were still, and I still can't believe about fucking Dennis's head coming off.
Yeah, I'll fix it. I broke Dennis.
Yeah.
I don't know. That glue I have is really good. Hopefully it'll work. If not, I'll have to do it with a damn screw. Something threaded.
Mango Badger came on and said, you know, it looks like I missed a good one last night. I have to catch up with it later. It was like a really fun one. I had a good time. And like I said, it was fucking 5 hours long.
Yeah.
So, hi, Poke. I kind of think it's fun. Like, I want you to fix Dennis because it kind of bums me out that he's, like, broken. But in a way, I was like, would it kind of be funny, too, like, if we made it a thing where now we can just, like, talk to Dennis's, like, disembodied
head. Yeah.
And then he could just, like, go up here and be like,
put the head on a necklace and I'll just fucking have my thing.
Well, that's what I mean. He would be, like, a lot more mobile.
Yeah.
You know?
Portable.
He's a lot more portable.
I'd be at the grocery store.
Yeah, portable Dennis.
I'd be at the grocery store shopping and I'll fucking pull that shit. Well, you know. What happened to the beans and rice? Everybody's buying up all the Dinty Moore. It's like they're pretending like it's the apocalypse.
Everybody decided they wanted to bake bread, so you can't find any fucking bread flour.
Can't find any damn bread flour. Everyone will bake bread now, you know?
Well, everyone's really bored to baking bread, I guess.
Well, you know, bread is bread, you know? Flour.
Yeah, Mango's like, who broke Dennis? Tom did.
Yeah, fucking broke.
Well, what, we haven't
got brought it on video.
We
just fucking watched last night videos, man. I got his shit documented.
We haven't brought it out for so long, and we brought him out because Sophie was the one that bought him for us.
This is what you do. This is what you do. What you do is you take that clip, right, and you re-engineer it, make a special called The Death of Dennis. And it's like a little fucking news report. It's a special. It's like a news report. You have people mourning and shit. Fucking, you start, you're just getting pictures of people in India mourning and fucking people in Russia mourning. Yeah.
Fucking. People like,
Dennis has died.
Yeah. That would be fucking hilarious. Oh my God.
He dies. That girl in the orange vest when Trump got elected, she's going, no! You put that on her as the fucking, as his head fall, as I break his head.
I mean, you couldn't really see it because you dropped it on the floor.
No. And, but you could see my reaction.
But you could see his reaction to it.
I dropped it, and then, you know, Sophie goes, oh, it broke. And I was like, what?
Yeah, his little head just fell right off.
Broke.
Rick says, can we get out and about Dennis photos? We could take him with us and, like, put him out in the yard. We'll put him, like, we'll lay him, like, in a little bitty, like, sun chair. Like, and put little fucking sunglasses on him and shit like that.
Yeah.
Put a little fucking party hat on him. Oh!
Look at Sophie in the comment section.
I know.
Sophie's in the comment section. Why? She's in the other room over here in the room next door watching the show. Come in here, Sophie.
We scared her.
Fuck, man.
It was like, too weird, I guess. It was too weird being on the show. When you're used to, like, watching from the other side. I don't know. It's really weird. No, I was going to say.
Sophie's afraid of becoming famous. She's afraid. They're all going to laugh at me.
They're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you. That's okay. People can laugh at me all they want. I'll give a shit. You know, because I don't really care about what other people think of me, so, you know. But we need to make Dennis, I mean, next week is my birthday week. Next Saturday is my birthday. We should make Dennis a party hat.
Oh, shit.
We should make him a little, it'll only take a second. You just, like, make it with a fucking marker or some shit. Like, I got some white paper. Or you can make it out of, like, I have some pretty wrappy paper. You can make him, like, a little fucking party hat. And he can come to the party. He can sit on the cake. I'm getting a cannoli cake, motherfucker.
That you're gonna get
from the Publix bakery. That's what I want. They have if you guys are not in the South and you don't have Publix, I mean, that's like the saddest. Oh my goodness, Pookie, she's laying in the back. Can we see her? Can you see her? No, she's laying on her back. Okay. She's crazy. Yeah, get the.
Easier. Yeah, look at it.
Yeah,
lean on your back, Pook.
Hi, sweetie.
What you doing?
Little Pookie girl. She says. I'm still laughing about that shit with the ABBA thing. Because like I said, usually I'll sing to her. Like I talk to her and stuff like that. And she's just like, yeah. And she just like takes it. But as soon as I started singing at ABBA, she was like, oh no. I'm not having this.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Sophie, they're all in the comment section fucking calling you back.
We're going to have to, well, I mean, we stream like almost every day. Yeah. So it's like, she's going to have to be on some of these.
Yeah, really.
Probably. We're going to do a movie review tomorrow because I already have the movie picked out. Yeah. You're making me laugh so much that my eyes are watering. It's like, all my fucking mascara is going to come off.
You could touch Pookie's belly. It's not a trap. She'll just be gone. Okay. All right.
Well,
you can actually put your face in there and bite her. Yeah.
I'll
put my face in her belly and bite, and she'll just go, and then she'll grab on a little bit.
And then
bit.
She grabs your head.
She'll grab on a little bit, but then, you know, she knows it's all fun and games.
Yeah, she's been with us since she was a tiny, tiny, tiny kitten. So, yeah, and no one has ever hurt her, and no one has ever done anything bad to her. So, like I said, Tom, like, wrestles with her. We can roll her up in the rug.
Yeah,
and, throw the rug, and she, like, comes flying out. She loves it.
She loves it.
Well, she does it once, and she goes back to the end and lays down.
I want you to roll her up in the carpet again, and then just throw her out, and she goes rolling out like that, and then she looks at you like that was
with her little tail wagging.
Yeah, wagging, and then she gets
and then
right
she
back
gets
on,
right back and sits
on,
down.
And
does
do it again. It's like a little ride.
And you can like, and you peek in like that at the side.
Yeah,
like
you roll her up,
and she like
put
sticks
your hand
her little
in the side,
out,
and her hand comes back out.
It's so fucking funny.
And then I put my hand inside the carpet, and she'll go to the end of the carpet, so just her head will be... I'm like, what are you doing? I'll push her back in there. And then she's funny.
Yeah, that's the kitty burrito ride. Yeah. She loves that shit.
Yeah.
She used to do, like, Cirque du Soleil shit, too, like, on the curtains, but she doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, and she doesn't like you to unroll her slow. I'll do that.
Yeah, she'll you have look to do it. She's like, that was not a good one. That was not a good one.
It's got
to
be fast.
Yeah, she's got to go flying.
And she goes, and then, like, so she rolls.
And then she goes, roll. And then she immediately jumps up on her feet, and then, like, her little tail's going, yeah.
That was fun. That was a good one.
She is the funniest fucking cat ever.
Yeah.
We have to make her a party hat, too. We're going to need everybody has to have party hats next weekend. Dennis has to. Even if he's just a head, Dennis has to have one. Pookie has to have one. She won't wear it.
No.
It took us forever to get her to, like, wear a little collar, like, to go out on the porch. Are you falling asleep, Poop?
You falling asleep?
Oh, my goodness.
A little bit, yeah.
Her little head's upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
Yep.
All right. So, wait, you want to go to Publix and get
some? Yeah, we got shit. We
have to get some vegan adjacent food. Yeah. We are kind of out of, I'm out of yogurt. I'm out of everything.
Yeah.
Out of booze.
Yeah.
Out of orange juice.
Yeah.
God damn it. All right. So we will be back tomorrow streaming at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, like usual. Like I said, tomorrow we'll do a movie review. We'll try and, like, talk Sophie into coming back on. I don't want to make her come on if she doesn't want to come on, because I know some people don't like to be on video, and especially live and stuff. So if that freaks her out, I don't want to, like,
she's afraid she's gonna become famous. People send her messages and shit. She's like, oh, they're messaging me.
But it's like, you can just ignore that most of the time. I don't ignore it, because most of the messages I get are nice, but it's like, you know, if some jackal messaged me, I'd just be like, bye.
No, they were nice. Nobody's sending her bean messages.
Oh, okay.
She's shy.
Ken says, did you see the light or a picture moved yesterday in the replay about 42 minutes and 28 seconds?
No, where?
On last night's video.
Let me go look.
Oh, I didn't see that. I think I remember, like, I just, like, glanced at a message saying that, and I was like, oh, I gotta check, and then I didn't check.
Hold on.
Maybe you did do some poltergeist shit in the background and we didn't even notice it.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
We'll see. I'm going to that video.
Yeah, Alex says Publix, never Winn-Dixie. Every now and then we go to Winn-Dixie if they have, like, if they have a sale.
Crab leg special.
Yeah, usually if they have crab legs on sale, because sometimes they have, like,
and they
have crab legs really cheap.
The Winn-Dixie near where we live, the one that we go to, has been rebuilt. It's just as, physically, it's just as nice as Publix.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, when I was growing up, Winn-Dixie was, like, kind of, it wasn't, like, the ghettoest store. That would have been, like, Albertsons or Food Lion.
Yeah.
Like, especially, I mean, where I grew up. But, yeah, all the Winn-Dixies now have been, like, redone. So all right,
now,
like,
what time does it start?
42 minutes and 28 seconds. That's what he said. Behind Tom, over his right
42?
Shoulder. Yeah. So see if there's some kind of, so we'll see. Okay. Maybe we'll know what it is, if you, like, can figure
42
it out.
42 what now?
42, 28.
Okay, it's come. All right, it's 42.
Ooh, this is so exciting. It's like Ghost Adventures.
Coming up on 42. It's over my shoulder.
Yeah. Over the shoulder, boulder
42,
holder.
42, 28. Okay. Yeah. I see a...
What do you see?
This little red light right there. Okay, 42, 12. Okay. Coming up on 42, 20.
What? The red light, he said.
I see it. It went from side to side.
Ooh. Is it... Do we know what it is?
No, hold on. Let me go back on.
A mystery. Now I'm gonna have to go on my big computer and look and see what it is.
Let me look at it again. Let's see what he's talking about. See what I'm talking about?
Let me see.
Watch that.
Oh, I know what that is.
Watch it.
Oh.
It did it. Yeah, one, two. Okay.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, okay, I know what it is. It's that.
It's that light.
Reflecting off of that, but it shouldn't have moved.
Unless maybe somehow my foot hit it.
Maybe.
Okay, I see what you're talking about, but that doesn't qualify. The real fucking phenomena is a lot fucking better than that. When you see it, you can't deny it.
Rick says, Tammy says, look at us paranormal investigators. Yeah.
That's interesting, but I don't think that's it.
Yeah, because I mean, I know that that's definitely, because we have like a pinkish, like reddish pink light, like right there, and it bounces off that wall and bounces back there on the back of that Bauhaus poster. Mm-hmm. And that's what the light was, but maybe you kicked it, like the table that it was something. On, and it moved. Although it looked like it was swinging, which is very strange.
Here's the weird thing.
Like, I don't even know how it would have had the light like to bounce all over there
I don't know how it happened.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
Because it's not, is it reflecting red in there now? A little bit.
Not right now.
Just a little bit. They're like right there. Because I think the lights have been moved around a little bit since last night because we had to bring in like extra chairs and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty weird.
Ghosts. I don't think that's it, though.
Yeah, next, if we do poltergeist shit, like, make sure that it's something, like, definitive going on back there. Like, I'm just, you know, saying.
Yeah, poltergeist stuff is a lot more dramatic than that.
That's what I mean. Make, like, a full-body apparition or something. Then we'll see that.
No, it would be, like, tearing something up or throwing something.
Wouldn't that be something if we were, like, fucking recording the show and, like, the on-air sign just went, phew!
Yeah.
Or some crazy shit like that.
In my experience, it's something that's, it's an object that's always unobserved, though. I'm not sure if it can do it with a camera on it.
Yeah, but we're not looking at it directly, so maybe...
Yeah, but the camera's looking at it, and other people are looking at it, which means it's not in a state of, like, quantum fucking... It's like, you know what I mean? It's not like a quantum uncertainty about what its location is.
Yeah.
Like, when you've seen things fucking fly off, we were looking in the same direction, but not directly at it.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, we gotta go.
Yeah. He's getting cranky.
Yeah, I'm getting cranky.
He's getting cranky. All right, so we will be back tomorrow. Have fun watching the 5-hour show last night in case you missed it. It was super fun. We'll be back tomorrow to do a movie review. So we'll see you next time. Bye.